Step into the spotlight of Sans Showbiz, guiding you through the stories behind the stars with Nigel Clarkson. Our guest today from the world of TV and news, Dan Walker.
Right, our special guest today on Sans this morning is Dan Walker. Dan, welcome along.
Hello, thank you very much for having me. Good morning.
Good morning, how are you, sir?
Doing very well. I am, well, most importantly of all, I'm very much looking forward to coming to Blackpool this weekend. I'm pumped and ready. It's my old patch. I used to live in the Northwest.
Right.
I still live in Sheffield, not too far away. I've covered all sorts of stories all over the place. Watched a lot of football up there as well, so I'm looking forward to coming back.
Yeah, so you're going out to Winter Gardens. Have you been performing there before?
I'd love to tell you that I've been dancing in the Winter Gardens. I've only ever been there once for TV purposes, and that was, remember, you know, they did that big sort of pigeon festival.
Oh, yeah, do? Yeah. It's a big isn't it, in February?
Three thousand pigeons all queuing away. I've been in there for that.
Was that work-wise, Dan, was that, when you came up to do some work?
Yeah. Yes, I'm not a pigeon enthusiast.
Right.
I'm an appreciator of pigeons. So I didn't take my own pigeons there. I was there for Northwest Tonight many years ago. But I'm really looking forward to, you know, meeting some people, talking about the book and having a really good night.
Yeah, so it's a good do, isn't it? Because it's £22 entry, an audience with Dan Walker, and the book's included. Is that right?
Yeah, so actually, it's a bargain. No, because I think that, yeah, if you go on Amazon, the book's quite expensive. But it's I've done a few of these around the country, and I'm always surprised when people turn up. I love it. I did one last week, and it's just nice to talk about the book. You know, I get asked a bit about career and a bit about Strictly, and yeah. Always leave some time for Q&A at the end. But the book that I've written, Standing on the Shoulders, I think it's the best thing I've ever done. You know, in terms of the people in there are amazing. And as a journalist, I just love telling stories. I love telling people stories. And, you know, I know you speak to lots of people on Sans View, and it's a case of sometimes 5 minutes isn't enough. And, you know, you want to know more about them.
Yeah,
what
you
makes
do.
Them tick, and
definitely.
And how they've got to where they are.
Yeah.
And those are the people basically that I've gone back to and just asked more questions of and tried to find out what makes them tick. And also, most of the people in the book have been in some really difficult and dark places, but they found a way out.
Right.
So there's so much for me and hopefully for the people who read it to learn about, you know, how would you deal with being in that same situation? We deal with all sorts of subjects, you know, like sacrifice, forgiveness, rehabilitation, even a horrible subject of suicide. There's three dads in there who all lost their daughters to suicide. So it's how do you react to that? And how do you, as a human, come out the other side? And there's people in there who are, you know, have been in a very long tunnel. Some of them are constantly walking towards the light, and some of them have found it and are clinging onto it with all they've got. So I just find them really inspirational people.
So it's very positive, is it, the book, when you're reading it? It's giving you a bit of positive vibes there to get people through bad patches, maybe?
Yeah, I think there's my wife's one bit of advice was don't make it too sad, and I think she meant that really sort of in an important way, because there's hope in every chapter, even though every chapter has got difficult things in it. I mean, there's people like Martin Hibbert, who lost the use of his legs in the Manchester Arena bomb, but has just become the second paraplegic in history to climb Kilimanjaro. He refuses to be defined by the wheelchair that he gets around in.
Yeah.
And he says it's not my injuries that make me feel disabled, it's the people's attitudes to me that make me feel disabled. There's people in there like Jimmy Olubunmi Adewole, who, remember, jumped in the Thames to save the drowning woman and died himself. And I spoke to his best friend and his family and some of his close associates about what an inspiration he has been. And if you like Strictly, I mentioned dancing. I've never been to the Winter Gardens to dance, but there's two chapters in there about Strictly. One about Nadia, my partner, who, you know, just about her hard work and determination to reach the top and become world champion and the sacrifices she made along the way, and a bit about our story on Strictly.
Yeah.
But one of my favourite chapters is about Rose, who won with Giovanni, and her mum, Donna, who, you know, never allowed her daughter's deafness to stand in her way of having the opportunities that we all enjoy. And, you know, she just was determined to make sure that her daughter would be able to knock on every door, and all of a sudden she ends up winning Strictly and fine-tunes all our senses on a Saturday night and probably changes TV forever, if
Brilliant.
I'm honest.
I love stories like that. I love reading stories like that. Factual stuff as well is probably my best read, to be honest with you. Autobiographies, I read them all the time because you can learn so much from them, can't you?
That's it, and it's all real life. And there's, you know, I've found it hard to write some of the chapters because they're so sort of emotionally powerful. But there's, you know, two chapters which took me a long time to write are, there's the two men. You remember the man with the narwhal tusk who attacked Usman Khan, the terrorist, at Fishmongers Hall?
Yeah.
in 2019. So I spoke to both Darren Frost, who was the guy with the tusk that day, and also Steve Gallant, who was the convicted murderer. And yeah. that was his first day out of prison in 14 and a half years. And he was one of those who stopped Usman Khan that day and probably saved the lives of tens, maybe, you know, even more people.
Yeah.
And there's that chapter about how they both recovered from that and what they saw that day and how that still impacts on them. And then right at the end of the book, there's a chapter called The Truth About Monsters, which is about three amazing women
yeah.
who've all had somebody in their family murdered. And yet they've all somehow, in very different ways, been able to forgive those three people for what they've done. You know, forgiveness is one of those things, isn't it? It's easy to talk about, like we are now. When it actually arrives on your doorstep, how does that work out? How do you practically forgive somebody for taking the life of someone you love?
Yeah.
And I just find those three women unbelievable and a real inspiration.
And also being involved in Football Focus for 12 years, I mean, you've got all the sports. I mean, there's a lot of engagement in sport and there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes.
Yeah. And, you know, in my previous book, in Remarkable People, one of the chapters was about Gary Speed and, you know, how he sadly took his own life after coming on Football Focus. And I think in this book, there aren't, I talk a little bit about Gary with the three dads who lost their own three daughters to suicide. But,
yeah.
you know, football is still very much a powerful heartbeat in my life. I love sport. I did an interview with the last remaining surviving member of the Temptations.
Yeah, right.
And it went off on a bit of a tangent. And basically, we talked about the fact there's only two things which unite all of us, music yeah. and sport.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I love about sport.
Definitely.
You know, there's certain tracks which just uplift you all or take you back to a place in your life, a time in your life, a person in your life.
Yeah.
And I love that sort of uniting power of sport and music. And one of the chapters in the book is about two men called Paul and Nick Harvey. And Paul is a musical genius who has dementia.
Yeah.
And his son, Nick, is constantly trying to encourage him to play the piano because even though his dad is losing his memories, he's
yeah.
not forgetting how to play the piano because it's not in his mind. It's in his soul and in his body. And
yeah, you know, that's
you
great
can't
story.
Lose that. I love that story. And those two blokes are incredible.
Yeah, I find that with music, that's why I'm doing as a radio DJ for 30 years now, something like that. I just love music since I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I always did was collect lots of records all the time. People come up to me and say, well, it's in your blood. I say, well, what else should I do? And say, well, do that because it's in your blood, Nudge. Carry on doing what you really love doing.
That's the amazing privilege, isn't it? It's that thing of being able to do what you love. My great passion, I love music, but my great passion is telling other people's stories.
Yeah.
I love listening to people.
Yeah.
And particularly those people who can't find the words themselves or, you know, can't defend themselves or can't fight their own battles. Because the one thing God has given me, he's given me words and I can use them on the radio like now.
Yeah.
I can speak them on the TV and I can write them in a book.
Yeah.
And journalists aren't the most popular people in the world. You know, they're up there with politicians and estate agents, and rightly so on occasions. But you have the power to change the world with your pen. And
yeah.
I think that's a real privilege to be in that position.
Yeah. You're a busy guy, though. How do you get the time to write a book?
I don't know. I mean, as I'm talking to you now, I'm preparing to do two TV programs today. I've got an interview to do myself in a few minutes with Lenny Henry. I've got to sort the boiler out at home. Got a few issues. I've managed to pull the valve off my daughter's radiator as well.
I could fix that.
Trying
for
to bleed
you.
The radiator. I've had a shocker.
Anyway, it's been great talking to you. I wish you all the best on Saturday as well. And we'll pop
Thank
down
so
and come and see the show. I believe, is there any tickets available, do you know, still?
I don't know. I mean, I did one in Derby last week, and I thought it would be about 20 people there, and I rocked up, and the whole place was full.
Wow.
So I don't know.
Dan, it's been great talking to you. Thanks for sparing
Thanks,
the time
nice.
As
Cheers.
Well, and take care.
Pleasure. Thank you very much. Lovely to talk to you.
Cheers now. Bye.
Thank you.
If you loved what you heard, make sure to hit subscribe on this podcast channel to never miss an episode. Stay connected and become part of the Sands Showbiz family by following us on our social media platforms. Your ticket to the heart of showbiz awaits every Monday. See you next time.